Rallies are being held around the world today to bring attention to the plight of minority populations who have been overtaken in the 71 years of Chinese communist rule. One of the hardest hit groups is the Uyghur Muslims from Xinjiang, who since 2014 have been affected by extensive controls and restrictions which the Chinese government has imposed upon their religious, cultural and social lives. And more recently, more than 3 million people have been shifted into what China calls re-education camps to undertake what Human Rights Watch refers to as cultural genocide.
It's slowly disappearing, our culture, people are slowly forgetting about that. And like, it's getting to a point where I just can't sit there and say, oh, I can't just let this happen. I have to do something about it. So yeah, today we're going all together with a peaceful protest, doing something about it, signing petitions, anything, even if that's trying to like raise awareness, you know? Yeah, so we're just trying to do everything in our power just to keep our culture, maintain our culture.
This is a great human rights abuse. We're going through cultural genocide, religious genocide. There's concentration camps that 3 million Uyghur people are being kept in. So they're being tortured mentally and physically. And we just want to end that. We want to raise enough awareness to end that.
For the most part, Australians don't really know about it. And so we're here protesting. We just try to raise awareness as much as we can. And yeah, try to get everyone to know, spread the message.
That's some of the young people who attended a rally in Adelaide's Rundle Mall today, coordinated by the Australian Uyghur Tangatang Women's Association, or OTWA. Eldana Abbas is from the association.
Oh, we're here because today's the 71st anniversary of People's Republic of China's establishment. It's a day of mourning for us. It's a day of repression and human rights abuses and sufferings. So we wanted to say stop the sufferings and enough is enough. We've had enough of these sufferings, along with our friends, Tibetans, Hong Kongers, Southern Mongolians and Falun Gong members, and also the Han Chinese Christian groups who are suffering under a cruel regime.
This isn't the only protest and rally happening today. Tell me more about that.
That's right. Today is actually a global action day. More than 120 cities around the world. So this is quite a big movement. We're hoping that we get to be heard and united together so we can have, especially the camps right now that is in East Turkestan, occupied Xinjiang. We'd like that to be closed as immediately as we can. We've got children, we've got women and elderly, everyone suffering in that camp. As you can probably imagine, when you talk in millions, it's not going to be a comfortable one. There's going to be a lot of psychological impact. We've heard the voices, stories of people being raped, women, men including, and children being adopted by Han Chinese families organized by the government. It's very heartbreaking because they are vulnerable, because they have no say. The President Xi Jinping and his officials, they're the lawmakers, so nobody can question them. So this is the part where we come in and we speak up.
Do you feel like the world is watching, that other governments are doing enough to put pressure on China to act on this?
We've been vocal for the last 4 years, and we can see world's watching, and they know what's going on. First of all, we'd like to thank the America-USA government, who has been doing a lot, who has made Uyghur Human Rights Act illegal, part of the government system. And just recently, they have also legalised the Uyghur forced labour.
How about here in Australia?
In Australia, what we're trying to do is trying to educate the public along with the government so we can raise awareness.
One of the petitions that you're circulating today is trying to raise awareness of some of the products that are being produced in those forced labour camps. What brands should we be looking out for that are receiving those goods?
It's 83 popular brands. It was H&M, but now H&M have stopped doing any business with China, because Uyghur communities around the globe have spoken out.
How can the general public become more aware and more active in supporting people to get released from these concentration camps and putting pressure on China to act on this issue?
People can talk to their MPs of their concerns. They can also stop buying China products. They should put a bit of pressure on China where the pocket hurts. And then you can do petitions, You can be vocal about it, share on your social medias, and attend seminars or attend our protests and rallies.
Eldana Abbas from the Australian Uyghur Tangatang Women's Association.